All right, well, good morning, everyone. I gotta turn off this phone ringer here. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Praise the Lord this morning. Come on, someone. Praise the Lord this morning. Yeshua. HaMashiach. Agunetim. Yeshua. Yes. Somebody roar. Shout his praise here this morning. Glory to God. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Yeshua HaMashiach. You are the one who fights my battles. You are the one, Lord, who parted the Red Sea. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Sing hallelujah, amen. Somebody sing hallelujah here this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we are here again to praise the beauty of holiness in the womb of the morning, Lord. Even in the beauties of holiness, the Lord commands the dew of youth for us this morning. And as we enter into his gates with thanksgiving, as we come into his courts with praise, let the name of the Lord be glorified this morning. Praise God. We're just going to praise the Lord a little bit today. Not a long room like yesterday, but it's going to be just to praise the Lord. We will examine all of the amazing things that praise can do for us. And we'll exercise ourselves in praising the Lord. Praising the Lord is an amazing thing. The scriptures are full of praises. As a matter of fact, a lot of the Psalms are written just to praise the Lord, to glorify him, to magnify him, to exalt his name. You know, it was an amazing spirit that was upon David and the sons of Asaph and all the people that wrote the Psalms. It's an amazing spirit that was upon them. And David commanded, that people should praise the Lord. He commanded, you know, many blessings from the people to the Lord. David would say, now bless the Lord your God, you know. He wasn't asking the Lord to necessarily bless his people all the time. He would say that the people should bless the Lord. And when they blessed the Lord, everyone said, the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. And the whole congregation would shout and they would praise the Lord. So we're going to examine the powers of praise, the wonders of praise, the amazing things that praise can do, both individually and especially corporately. My goodness. You know, we'll see some of the things that God has done, you know, through praises in that Bible. And we want to remind ourselves of these because, you know, I mean, people can pray. You know, you can tell people to come to a prayer meeting. They can pray for an hour, you know, long. They can speak in tongues for an hour. They can speak in tongues for hours. But if you say, you know, let's praise the Lord, you know, people get tired, you know, after just a few minutes. And I don't know why that's the case, because, you know, praise and worship is what we were created to do. You know, we were created to praise him for his pleasure. We are at his pleasure. And what is the thing that pleases him the most is praising the Lord and worshiping him. You know, so it's okay to pray, but we ought to praise the Lord even more. And that's something that is lacking sometimes, you know. And so we want to just take time out today on a day such as this
just
to praise the Lord, just to worship Him. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the room this morning. You know, we are going to get started right away. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus as we go here today, have an amazing time of praise and worship, personal praise and worship, and to understand, you know, what praise and worship can bring our way and how it can bring us into your presence. And Lord, may we experience some of your presence today through praise and through worship. We give you, Lord, glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone that's here with us. God bless you. Welcome and just enjoy. You know, I'm going to ask that people come to the stage during this session and come and give a testimony of praise. You know, testimony of praise. I'm going to just go through quickly some things in the scriptures. It's a powerful writing by a man of God that I will quote from as well. And then we'll just see how great things we can accomplish through praise. It's an amazing thing. You know, most of the time people say, well, yeah, I know I should praise the Lord, but do we actually do it or do we do it enough? That's the thing. You know, the one thing they do in heaven is praising the Lord all the time. You know, they don't stop night and day. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. You know, who was, who is, and who is to come. You know, I mean, they're just constantly going, nonstop praising the Lord and worshiping Him. My goodness, if we can get some of that into our lives, you know, wouldn't that really be wonderful? You know, so praise opens the doors, opens many wonderful doors to us. Individual praise and even corporate praise. You know, a group of people that got together and really know how to praise the Lord, they can really accomplish some incredible things. You know, but, you know, that's something that's, you know, lacking sometimes. And even when we are praising the Lord, sometimes we're just going through the motions. We're just going through the motion. Praising the Lord is not something to be used as warming up. You know, we don't use it to warm up. No, but it is gives an entrance. It ministers an abundant entrance into the presence of God. Because that's what the Bible says. Say, come before His presence with thanksgiving. Enter into His courts with praise. You know, so it gives us an abundant entrance. You know, we're coming before the King. I mean, you don't just come casually. You come with praise. You come with, you know, singing. You come with even dancing. You know, and some people think that, oh, just praise the Lord means you just, you know, just praise the Lord in your mind. Well, there are many scriptures that say, shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. You know, that God wants to hear it. And if we are silent, well, who knows? You don't want the stones to cry out in your place. You know, so enter into His gates. It says in Psalm 100 and verse 4, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts. These things make an entrance, you know, for us. It creates a way. If there is no way, if the road is blocked and you begin to praise and to sing, well, it'll bring you into the presence of the King. Psalm 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. So this is the reason why we do it sometimes. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Oh, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Glory to God. Enter into His gates, He said, with thanksgiving. And into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. You know, and his truth endureth to all generations. David gave commandment, you know, concerning how people ought to praise the Lord. You wonder why, you know, the Lord was attracted to this man and said, well, I'm going to, he's a man after my heart, and I am going to sit upon his throne forever. In the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 15, David gave commandment of how they ought to praise the Lord. You know, and throughout the generations, you know, they try to follow some of that. You know, David spake to the chief of the Levites. First Chronicles 15 and 16. David spake to the chief of the Levites to appoint to their brethren. Now, this was the priests and so forth. But he said, look, you got to appoint your brethren to be the singers and instruments of music and psalteries and harp and cymbals, you know, sounding by lifting up the voice of joy, the voice, lift up your voice with joy. And so they began to appoint the best of the people that knew how to do these things, the people that knew how to praise the Lord. You know, there were some people, there were the household of this man called Heman and Asaph and Ethan and many of them. And Asaph, you know, he wrote some of those psalms, and some of his songs wrote some of the psalms, and they knew how to praise the Lord. You know, and, you know, God looked, always looked for those people that had the skills in praising the Lord. You know, the Bible even says that in this generation that God has called us to, you know, one of the greatest things that he wants us to do is in praising the Lord. You read that in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. You know, this is a famous scripture that we all quote, but we forget what it says there. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. Why? That ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. I mean, this is the priesthood. This is the new priesthood. Is for us to show forth his praises. There's many different ways we do that. We do it verbally. We do it, you know, with our lives, you know, being an epistle read of all men. But, you know, but hey, we must not be silent. You know, David always said, look, I will make mention of the mercies of the Lord in the congregation. You know, I mean, he was always ready to go. You know, when people came in the house of the Lord or whatever, I mean, he was always ready with the praises of God, was always at the tip of his tongue. You know, let's look at what corporate praise did in the Bible. In the book of 2 Chronicles, you know, chapter 5. And in the, when all the priests and everything, you know, in building of the temple and all that good stuff, you know, they built, when Solomon built the temple, he assembled the congregation before the ark, he sacrificed, he did all of these things, you know, and they were, you know, getting ready to launch, if you will, you know, the temple that they have built, you know, and here's what it says in verse 11 of 2 Chronicles chapter 5. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then at that time wait by course. In other words, they didn't take turns. They all went in at the same time. At that time, all of them were there. You know, used to be, well, later on, they took turns to go in and that they had shifts. This time around, all of them went in. You know, also the Levites, which were the singers, you know, and all of them of Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, you know, which we saw in 1 Chronicles 15 that had been appointed. They all came, they were arrayed in white linen, they had cymbals and psalteries and harps. They stood at the east end of the altar with 120 priests. All of them were there at the same time, sounding with the trumpets. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound, to be heard in prison and thanking the Lord. That's unified praise. It came to pass when they were doing that, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals and the instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "But the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever." It came to pass that then, not before, but then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, to the extent that these priests could not even stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. And why did that happen? Well, it happened because the praise was so sweet in the ears of the Lord. And he came, you know, he came to get some of that. He come closer to get some of that. You know, Psalm 22 and verse 3 tells us that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Thou, O Lord, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. That's what he does. You know, he just can't stay away when there's true praise. You know, not the praise that's just from the lips, but not from the heart. You know, Jesus didn't care for any of that. Said these people with vain lips, they worship me and so forth. But not that. But when the praise is true in there from the heart, you know, and you just have a kind of like an abandon. You just couldn't care about anything else. You just want to praise him. You know, it brings incredible things to happen. The first thing it does is fill your heart with the presence of God and fill the room or wherever you are with the presence of God, because that thing just draws God in. The praises just draws him in like that. You know, he can't stay away. He draws him in. Glory to God. You know, so, you know, let's learn how to do his praise and do that praise. There's a story, many stories I'll tell from the Bible, and then I'm going to read a powerful writing about praise. You know, the story of Jehoshaphat and the armies that came against him. You know, three kingdoms that came against Jehoshaphat, and they were completely outnumbered. A story in 2 Chronicles and verse 20. They were completely outnumbered. There was nothing they could do about it, you know, because they had, you have, you know, Mansia, Ammon, and, you know, all of these people, they just came, you know, Moab, the children of Ammon, the children of Mount Seir, they came up against him and they completely outnumbered. But as the story went, after the Lord encouraged them that he was going to fight for them through the word of prophecy, and Jehoshaphat began to worship. He began to worship once he heard the voice of, you know, the voice of encouragement, once he heard the word of promise. The next thing he did is he began to worship. And there is a lesson in that for many of us today. When the Lord said to them, "Tomorrow go ye down to," you know, he said to them, "Look, thus saith the Lord, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude." 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 15. He said, "For the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Tomorrow you go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz. And you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel." You know, and "ye shall not need to fight in this battle, but you set yourselves and stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord, which is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not and be not dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." And then when Jehoshaphat heard that, The Bible says in verse 18 that he bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping. So that's a lesson for us. You know, when God gives the word of promise, you know, even before it comes to pass, we need to begin to worship. We need to begin to praise the beauty of holiness. You know, so, you know, all the people that were with him, the Levites, the children of the Kohathites, and every one of them, you know, they stood up and they began to praise the God of Israel with a loud voice on high. There's something about that. A loud voice on high. They, you know, and then in the morning they rose up and they went to the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe also his prophets, so shall ye prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, you know, say, "Hey, look, where are all the best singers? You know, the children of Haman, the children of, you know, Asaph, and all these people, where are they at?" When he had consulted with them, he appointed singers unto the Lord. You know, he found the ones that could do the best job at it. You know, that should praise the beauty of holiness. And he put them in front of the army. That's another lesson for all of us. You know, when we put our praises forth, it's like putting your best foot forward. You know, he put these people who were skilled in praising the Lord. They were skilled with instruments of music, tambourines and, you know, timbrels and all of these things. These people were skilled, cymbals and everything, clapping and hollering and making a loud noise of praise before the camp. You know, he put those in front of the army. Are you kidding? You're going for battle? You put people there dancing and singing in front of the battle? Yes, he did too. And, you know, when they began to sing, listen to this. And when they began to sing and to praise, not when they began to shoot arrows, you know, not when they began to, you know, set themselves in battle array. No, but when they began to sing and to praise, it came to pass that then the Lord set ambushments against their enemies, the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, and all that were come against Judah. And they were smitten, all of them, you know, and God put confusion in the camp of their enemies. Now, the three of them, the children of Ammon, you know, they colluded with the children of Moab. They went up against Mount Seir and destroyed it. And when they finished destroying Mount Seir, then they turned, you know, against, you know, each other and began to fight. You know, Moab now turned against Ammon and they began to fight themselves. And they destroyed, all of them destroyed one another. Wiped themselves out. You know, why? Because God said ambushments against them. Turned their hearts around. You know, they were in delusion. You know, you know, and they didn't know who their enemies were. You know, they were looking, they thought they were fighting Israel, but they didn't know they were fighting themselves. You know, God put a delusion upon them, delusionary spirit, you know, upon them. And all because of the high praises of the Lord that went before the camp, that went before the armies. It's amazing the things that praise can do. Glory to God. Praising the Lord is amazing. When Paul and Silas in Acts chapter 16, when they were in prison, the Bible says that, you know, being in prison late at night, around midnight, they sang praises unto the Lord. And everybody heard them. You know, they didn't just sing quietly in their hearts or in their minds. They sang praises unto the Lord. And the next thing you know, the angel of the Lord came upon them and busted them out of jail, if you want to say, call it that way. He broke the bars and all the things that were holding them back, and they were ready to go. You know, they could have just walked out, you know, like that. You know, they were ready. The Lord had, you know, just set them free. He says in Acts 16, you know, and verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Well, prayer is one thing. Praises is yet another thing. You know, so when your prayer only goes so far, you need to kick it into high gear with praising the Lord. You know, and, but, you know, we find out that a lot of people know how to pray. We spend a whole lot of time in prayer, crying unto the Lord, God, do this, Lord, do that, and so forth. Moaning and groaning and travailing in prayer and interceding, and all of that is good. But look, if we spend half as much that time in praising the Lord or mingle the praises with those prayers, my goodness, we can get a whole lot more accomplished. While Paul and Silas were in prison at midnight, they prayed and they sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. They were not silent about it too. And suddenly, oh my goodness. Yes, they could have been there complaining, grumbling, you know, about their situation and so forth. You know, they prayed. It's always good to pray. But, you know, they capped it up with praises. Prayer alone sometimes will not get the job done. But praising the Lord, when you get that praise in there, my goodness. And if you know how to work that praise, your prayer can do wonders. David was a man that knew how to do that. You know, he knew what to say that would cause God to stand up on his behalf. Why? Because he was always in the business of making the praises of God glorious. You know, he knew how to do that better than anybody else in that Bible. You know, he would say things that would make the Lord, I mean, come on. You know, let's look at Psalm 18. See how he prayed there. He said, look, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. He, right off the bat, he's telling the Lord that the Lord is his strength. He said, the Lord is my rock. He is my fortress. He's my deliverer. He's my God. He's my strength in whom I will trust. He's my buckler. He's the horn of my salvation. He's my high tower. I mean, he knew how to just say these things. He called out the glory of the Lord. You know, my goodness. You know, I mean, you call God out like that, he's going to stand up. Hallelujah. And when he began to call God like that, I say, I will call upon the Lord. You know, and he began to tell God these great things, how great the Lord is. You know, I mean, he would say things like, look, the Lord is my glory. He's the lifter of my head. He is my rock and my salvation. And he has become my song. I mean, he just would load God with all these praises. And look at how God responded. My goodness. He said, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord. This is verse 6 of Psalm 18. And he heard my cry out of his temple, and my cry came before him into his ears. It wasn't just the prayer. It was mostly the praises. All these things that he put forward. And tell God how great God is and so forth, you know. And then listen to how God responded. Then the earth shook and trembled. My goodness. The foundations also of the hills were moved and were shaking. You know, and I often ask people, I say, can your prayer do this? Well, maybe if you mingle it with enough praises, you know. And God was wrath. That went out a smoke out of his nostrils, fire out of his mouth. Coals were, you know, I mean, my goodness. Fire from his mouth devoured coals. I mean, fire from his mouth devoured. Sorry. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also. He came down. I mean, can your prayer make God come down from the heavens? Can you do it? Well, if you know how to walk that praise, like David did, you know, if you know how to do it, you know, you can cause God to do all these things too. he said, a brightness went out before him and all of this. The Lord thundered from the heavens. Most High gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. I mean, look at all the activity that went out. God sent out arrows. God sent out lightnings and all these things. Even channels of waters broke for foundation of the world. I discovered that broken up. This man's prayer, he can get that job done. He can create a riot in the heavens, because he knew how to make things happen. My goodness. If you know how to cross that line in praising the Lord, God's going to stand up. He is going to stand up. He will stand up and he will respond. And he responded in mighty ways to David because David knew how to make his praise glorious. He said, the Lord brought me also forth out of, into a large place. He delighted, he delivered me because he delighted in me. Why did he delight in him? Why did he delight in him? Delight thyself in the Lord thy God. Psalm 37. How? In praising the Lord, in walking upright before him and in saying his praises. Not, we don't want to be saying we're praising the Lord and then, praising the Lord with vain lips means, we're praising the Lord with our mouth, but our lives are not reflecting the same. That's not going to work. But if you put forth those praises and you back it up with a life of integrity and uprightness before the Lord, my goodness, it can accomplish so much, in the presence of God through praising the Lord. On and on and on, we can go on. In the book of Revelation, we see all the things that are happening. They don't stop. They're just going nonstop all day long. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The heaven and earth and so forth, full of his glory. Thou art the Lord Almighty who was, who is to come. This is all they say, in his presence. That's what they do. When Isaiah saw his glory in the temple in Isaiah chapter 6, that's what they were saying too. Holy, holy, holy. The seraphims, all of them just praising the Lord. My goodness. Praises of the Lord can accomplish so much. Let me read a few things out of the writing of Neil Frisbee. It was a powerful man of God. He's gone on to be with the Lord now. But he wrote this thing. He says, this is a dynamic subject of praise. The rewarder of youth. My goodness. So praise can even reward your youth. Wow. Read it in Psalm 110 and verse 3. He says, when you are in the beauties of holiness, in the wombs of the morning, that's when the Lord commands the dew of youth upon you. So it's scriptural. It is the secret place of thunder wherein the Lord answers back. Psalm 81 and verse 7 tells you that, when you are praying, the Lord is going to answer you back in a special way. Well, it's not every kind of prayer that gets him to do that. We just talked about it. It is the kind of prayer that moves him. He said, look, when you call in trouble, I'll deliver thee. I answer thee in the secret place of thunder. If you know how to get those praises mingled into your prayer, you will get that kind of result as well. By praising him, you will receive honey out of the rock, satisfying your soul, giving you a healthy body. Whoa. Praise will drive out infirm spirits and will loosen the bones. Heart trouble will not overcome you. And should you have it, it will leave you. That's all by praising the Lord. Praising the Lord continually will make the heart to be happy and the body will be joyful in health. Your eyes will sparkle and your vision will be plainer. by eating lightly, that's important, eating lightly and praising the Lord will intensify these things even more. He says, even the dullness of ears shall hear sharply when you are praising the Lord. Listen to this. Even your complexion. Glory to God. I love that. Even your complexion, your hair, and your lips shall take on a beautiful glow when you are in his presence. Remember Moses, when he was in his presence, he came back like that, and his face, everything was shiny, was lit up, you know? Yeah, did that too. He said, look, praising the Lord in intervals will drive back all demon powers from you, you know, and you will be able to rest peaceably. My goodness. By praising him often, you will be covered with a bright Shekinah glory. Ah, well, Psalm 22 verse 3 says it, you know, and anywhere the Lord goes, he comes with that glory. You know, when you are praising him, you're attracting his presence. He inhabits the praises of his people. So when he comes around you, the glory, the Shekinah glory of the Lord will be around you because you are a man, a woman that knows how to praise the Lord. Whether you can see it all the time or not, that glory, you begin to feel the presence of his glory, the weight of his glory. You will feel it, you know, and demons cannot break through that kind of covering very easily as long as you praise the Lord in confidence. Wow. Praising renews the youth. It gives strength. It gives faith and allows the Holy Spirit to speak. Have you noticed that when a group begins to really praise the Lord, and when you yourself begin to really praise the Lord, the Holy Spirit begins to speak to you? That's exactly right. You know, praise exalts the Most High and allows His Spirit to flow through us, providing a ministry for each of us according as the Spirit wills it. That's right. Also, even prosperity, you know, is as close as your lips if you know how to continually praise the Lord. No matter what confronts you, he said, you will win. Even a kingly anointing will be present. My goodness. You know, does he not say in the scriptures that the mountains and hills shall break forth before you into singing? I mean, listen to this. A person that has the high praises of God in his mouth shall receive knowledge and wisdom, guiding him in his daily affairs and giving him many spiritual highlights in his life. I'm going to ask you to come in, you know, in a bit when I'm done with this reading, and come and give testimony to the power of praise in your own life. You know, the one who humbles himself in praising the Lord will be anointed above his brethren. He shall feel and walk like a king. Spiritually speaking, the ground will sing under him, and a cloud of love will engulf him. Oh. He shall feel the Lord's hand on his back and on his head, and he shall be comforted by the Most High. Why are there such secrets in praise? Because this is why we were created, is to praise the Lord. The Lord did not create us just to continually ask for things. Well, that's good, but that's secondary. We were made to praise him. When we get into the rhythm of praise, my goodness, we will feel the sweetness of his presence. And he will reveal unto us the most secret things. Hallelujah. Even for days to come afterwards, you know, you have experiences. I have experiences, but we need to do it more often. We need to practice it all the time. When you get into that rhythm of praise, God begin to tell you things, begin to show you things. It's amazing. You know, because you are now connected to the source. The bridge is praising him, the spirit of worship. That's a bridge. My goodness. Look, I mean, listen to this. He says that David said, by praising the Lord and being patient, you know, he was relieved of all his troubles. You know, we read that already in Psalm 18. You can read also in Psalm 40 how he waited patiently for the Lord. And listen to this point blank prophetic utterance. Say, behold, saith the Lord Almighty, praise is the guardian of the soul and the protector of thy body. Oof. Praise is the guardian of your soul and the protector of your body. By praising the Lord early in the morning. We read that already in Psalm 110. You know, the womb of the morning. If by praising the Lord early in the morning and late at night in the evening, you will find that he will answer you and give you rest. Some of David's writings, Psalm 103, who forgiveth all thine iniquity. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. He would command his soul. You know, he said, look, why art thou cast down within me? Praise the name of the Lord. Come on, soul. Praise the Lord in here. You know, praise the Lord up on in here, you know. And he will praise the Lord. He will say, look, I will yet praise him for the glory, his glory and the light of his countenance. I will hope, I will praise him. I mean, David knew how to get his soul going. Even when his soul was cast down, he would turn it, he would switch that to praising the Lord. Say, look, Psalm 42, why art thou cast down within me, O my soul? You know, why art thou disquieted within me? I will yet praise him, my glory and the lifter of my head he is, you know. And he knew how to praise him, you know. He said, when my soul is cast down, you know, then I'm going to remember the Lord and I know how to praise him. Glory to God. You know, it talks about deep calling unto the deep. Well, what are those deeps? They can bring out the sweetness of his presence by going deep in praises. That's how you do it. You know, that's how you do it. You know, if you haven't experienced or if you have experienced trickles of it, you know, do it more and you will be overwhelmed by his presence. Glory to God. Praising the Lord renews your strength and your youth and it'll make you to rise up like an eagle high in spirit. David said by praising the Lord, he said, look, the Lord will also, redeem my life from destruction. You know, he will satisfy my mouth with good things, you know, renew my youth like the goose. All by praising the Lord, Psalm 103 verses 1-5. All of these blessings are by praising the Lord. He said, look, and when your days feel like the shadow that declineth, the days when you are so saddened and, you know, down in your heart and your spirit, like David here, I say, my soul is disquieted within me. You know, I went with those that sang praises, you know, I went with those that kept holy day to the house of God. But inside my heart, I was heavy. Read all of Psalms 42. You'll see there. But he says, look, I will turn around and begin to praise the Lord. You say, when your spirit feels like you're downcasted, you have nothing going on, based like the days of darkness when God is silent. There were days of light when you were, you know, hollering and you were on top of the mountain and you had incredible strength. It looks like you can take on the world, you know, and nothing could stop you. Then the next thing you know, there are some days that looks like you're down in the doldrums and nothing is going on. David said, look, in those days, I commanded my spirit. You know, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Listen to Psalm 102. He talks about, you know, all the things that can, you know, make you feel so down. Psalm 102 said, look, verse 6, say, I am like a pelican in the wilderness. I feel like an owl in the desert. I feel all alone and so forth. You know, all of these things, you know, I'm a sparrow alone on the housetop. You know, my enemies reproach me all day long. You know, and all of these things, you know. He said, my days, verse 11, feel like the shadow. This is what this writing is talking about. My days feel like a shadow that declineth. I am withered as the grass. You know, now, when you are in such a situation, what you need to do is what David did. You know, David, in the story of Ziklag, which we covered in this room last week, you know, in Psalm, you know, 1 Samuel 30:6, when the people talked of stoning him and he was distressed and everything, but he encouraged himself in the Lord. He said, look, I will yet praise him. Why thou cast down, O my soul? Why thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, because he is the health of my countenance and he is my God. You got to encourage yourself. You got to speak to your soul. You know, Habakkuk said, look, though the fig tree does not blossom, you know, though there be everything be cut off from the vine and there is, you know, chaos everywhere, and he's not going to, looks like he's bankrupt. You know, he said, look, when all these things happen, when the fields yield no meat, when the flocks are cut off from the fold, you know, when they, you know, they, there's no herd in the stalls and everything. He says, Habakkuk 3:16-17. I mean, this is verse 17. He said in verse 18, yet will I rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in the God of my salvation. Woo! Somebody ought to praise the Lord here. That power of praise. You know, because the Lord is my strength. He will make my feet like hinds feet. He will cause me to walk upon my high places again. Hallelujah. I put the again there. So if, you know, if it seems as if you've been cast down, look, get in the joy of the Lord, get in the praises of the Lord. It's easy to praise the Lord when everything is good. But if you can practice how to praise him when your soul is cast down, you can draw, you know, my goodness. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, look, with joy shall you draw waters out of the wells of salvation. You can draw it out, you know, even when it seems like it's not there. You can draw it out through praising the Lord. My goodness, it's so powerful. Ah, David said, the Lord spread a cloud over him, you know, my goodness. And there's a cloud that will come upon you and fire over you too, when you know how to praise the Lord. You know, even the enemies of the Lord, your enemies who like to prowl around in the darkness, they cannot break through that fire. Remember, even in physical things, you go out camping, people will create a fire, you know, campfire around them. Keep even the toughest animals away, even lions. The lion, the king of the jungle, he doesn't fear anything. Nothing will keep him back, but that fire will keep him back. Glory to God. You build that fire, that hedge around you by the glory and presence of the Lord through praising the Lord. Remember Psalm 22:3. That's how, you know, that's what draws his presence. By praising the Lord, you will enter into the center of his will for your life. He will guide you daily, like the light of the sun. And even in the dark places, it will be for you as clear as the moon. My goodness. He will lead you in new paths, and his revelations shall dwell with you along the way. Just by praising the Lord. Praising is the wine of the Spirit, revealing hidden revelations. It will illuminate your mind and it give you understanding how to know the purpose of God for your life. Praise will exalt the horn of your ministry. That's right. Praise the Lord. You know, it's so amazing, the power of praise. You know, the Lord talked about it, you know, in many, many Psalms. I mean, the psalmist, he brought it out in many places. You know, I mean, let's take a look. Let me digress a little bit quickly here and take a look at Psalm 149. Of course, many of those psalms, it was about praising the Lord, you know, and all that, you know, many of those psalms. But let's read quickly here, a few ones here. Praise the Lord, you know, in Psalm 109, it said, praise the Lord. But before I get that, let me read the last verse of Psalm 148. He said, he exalted the horn of his people, the praise of his saints. You know, praise, you know, that's something that causes, we just read it here, causes your horn to be exalted. Praising the Lord, you know, causes your horn to be exalted. Listen, you know, verse Psalm 149, verses 5 and 6. Say, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them even sing aloud upon their beds. Oh, let the high praises of God be in their mouth. My goodness. And then a sharp two-edged sword in their hands. First, you got the high praises going, just like Jehoshaphat. Then you come behind that with a sharp two-edged sword. You execute judgment and vengeance upon, you know, demon powers and so forth. But you lead off with praising the Lord. You know, praising the Lord is how you lead off. Isn't that beautiful? You know, by praising the Lord, we have all these benefits. You know, when you praise the Lord, even the angels will surround you. That's right. Because, you know, angels, they are part of his entourage. And if Psalm 22 verse 3 says God is drawn to the praise of the Lord, you know, the angels are also drawn. They'll be around you, you know. You know, the Lord says that, you know, the angel of the Lord encamps around those that fear the Lord, you know, and that praising will bring him, they bring the glory of the Lord closer. We have all this joyfulness in praising the Lord. You know, by praising the Lord, you will also respect others and talk much less about them as the Lord delivers you in satisfaction. You should read the Psalms daily and add your own praise unto him. You know, David, concerning him, the Lord said, this was a man after my own heart. Why? Because of all these things that we just read about David, how he knew. David has his shortcomings. I mean, yeah, we know, you know, the story of, you know, the wickedness of his heart, you know, concerning the story of, you know, Bathsheba and all that, and Uriah. We know that, but he repented. You know, and most people, you know, they, you know, that's all they want to talk about David. God did, you know, God took care of it. He was punished for it. Yeah, but God took care of it. But in God's heart, David still holds our place. That's right. And David chose, I mean, the Lord chose David's throne, not anybody else's. He chose David's throne. And I will sit upon that throne. And the Lord even chose to be called the son of David. My goodness. You know, and why is it that the Lord chose David's throne to set upon it? Think about it. You know, David was the man that commanded people how to praise the Lord. David was the man that commanded the sons of Asaph and the sons of Haman and all these people on how to praise the Lord, how to get instruments of praise and everything. You know, well, you know, the Lord chose this man's throne to set upon. You know, he chose to come through this man's loins as a bright and morning star and as the Lion of Judah. He did all of these things because when we surround David's throne, you will be praising the Lord. David's going to make sure of it. So, you know, there is no other place that God would choose, because David was the man that's going to make sure that everybody are praising the Lord. He's going to make sure of it. You know, so Lord's going to set upon his throne because that throne is a throne that's surrounded by praising the Lord. My goodness. All of this from praising the Lord and all the blessings. David said in Psalm 34, said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Now that's at all times. You know, that's not only when we are up. No, when we are up, when we are down, I will bless the Lord at all times. And singing praises of God is a form of, you know, the blessing the Lord that can actually get us in there. And shouting his victory and all that. You know, we know what the Lord, you know, there are many, many times, you know, in this Bible, you know, that the Lord, you know, used the glory and the praise. You know, the walls of Jericho came down through shouting the victory, shouting the praise of the Lord, you know. And let me read, you know, what praises can do. Well, you know, when people get together, there's personal praise and there's corporate praise. I already talked about that. But let me read just one verse here for you from Ezra. Ezra chapter 3. And let me read, I think, verse 11 is what it is. You know, yeah, Ezra 3 and 11. You know, well, let me go a little bit before that. You know, let me read verse 10. When the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, then they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites of the sons of Asaph. Remember what David commanded in 1 Chronicles 15. They did that, you know, set them in array to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, the king of Israel. This was something that David put down and people were following it. This is why the Lord is going to sit on David's throne. Because when you're around that throne, you will still be praising the Lord. You know, and they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord. They say, because the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. Well, put your name there, you know, and all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord. And then, you know, I mean, great thing. They were just praising the Lord. Why? Because God did something new in their generation. You know, the foundation of the house of the Lord was restored. And they began to praise the Lord. They began to shout. You know, the Bible says many of the priests and Levites and the chief of the fathers, the ancient men, when they saw the first, they had seen the first house. You know, some of those that were there. When they now saw this new foundation being laid in their eyes because they thought it would never happen again, they wept with a loud voice and they shouted aloud for joy. You know, my goodness. I mean, the people could not even tell, you know, whether it was the shout of joy or the noise of weeping, because people were crying with a loud voice. The noise was heard afar off. It was not a crying of sorrow, folks. It was a crying of joy. Oh, when God brings back, you know, even the glory of former days and adds on top of it new things for you, will you shout his praise? Will you give glory to God? Ha! Can you let the praises of God ring out, you know, in your heart, in your house? You know, do you have an altar of worship and prayer and praise? You know, let's get praise back into that altar of prayer. Hallelujah. That's where I'm going this morning. We all know how to pray, but let's get some praise in there. You know, get some praise in there. The spirit of prayer is fine, but once you praise the Lord more often than just pray. Praising the Lord creates more faith, and the answer is quicker in coming. Praising is a dimension that's unknown by most people. I mean, it's a dimension wherein the Lord moves and hurls, you know, and the feeling of a spirit, you know, occurs. He says, look, a group that's praising the Lord constantly will cause a revival to break forth around it. I have experienced that when I was a young man. It will even turn into a dimension of prophecy. A dimension of healing and miracles will begin to ignite. Demons will cry out. My goodness. They will cry out, you know, healing, miracles will begin to ignite. You know, fear and nervousness will travel far from thee as fast as light. Tongues and interpretation will take on a new dimension. You know, when the group begins to praise the Lord, I tell you, I have experienced this one time in my life when I was a young man. You know, the group where I was, we were always praising the Lord. I mean, and you know, people know how to praise the Lord, you know, back in my country where I come from. You know, they can praise, we can sing one song of praise for just one song for an hour, just one song, you know, one song for an hour, just praising the Lord. I mean, you see people drenched in sweat. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? They praise the Lord. They're jumping up and down, you know, and then the next thing you know, here comes the glory of the Lord. The weight of his glory begin to fall. You know, I came into this country for the first time with my family in 1983. And I went, you know, I went to services somewhere, you know, and we went in and out of there. The whole service was finished in 1 hour. The whole service. And I'm like, what? You know, we would still be singing and shouting the praises of the Lord for 1 hour. You know, the whole place, you know, will be like, I mean, just wired up, fired up, you know. I mean, when you leave that place after a service, in one of those praise and worship services in Africa, you will know that you've been to church. Not this lukewarm stuff that people just stand around here, you know. No, fired up, praising the Lord. You will know that you have been in the presence of God. And it will be with you for days. You know, you can sing one song of praise for an hour. And there was never any consciousness of time. It was just like, look, You got into it. You got into it. You are in the wheels of praise. We're just spinning like that. And the next thing you know, I was in a group praising the Lord like that when I was in, you know, high school, or maybe 1 year after high school, which might equate to junior college here. And as we began to praise the beauty of holiness, the students began to come and line up outside the room where we were. As we were praising the Lord, everybody, you know, students began to come because we were just praising, jumping up and down and, you know, doing things. And they were looking through the glass, the corridor. And I was like, what in the world are these people doing? What's gotten into them? You know, and we would just be praising the Lord because we were doing it right on campus. You know, and they would come, they would just stand outside. Some of them would be mocking and everything like that. And then as the praise got deeper and deeper and deeper, the next thing you know, here comes the glory of the Lord. And when he comes like that, spinning like that, the cloudy pillar and the fire, when he comes like that and settles down right there in that room, oh my goodness. And people caught it on camera, you know, and then they would just one by one, every one of those students are lined up outside that building, mocking one by one, each time that pillar of fire appeared. And that pillar of fire appeared when we got the praise just right. Once we got it just right, that pillar of fire comes like that. The next thing you know, all those people that were there just a minute ago, mocking and saying whatever they were saying, they will be coming inside. Nobody stopped to preach to them. They would just be coming inside the room, falling down, crying for help and asking God to have mercy upon them. And the next thing you know, deliverance, you know, the thing, you know, and we would just leave them, continue what we were saying. And there was a deliverance, you know, session without anybody even trying to deliver those people. Deliverance was be going on and we were just praising the Lord. Nobody even did anything. We just stayed there praising the Lord and these people come down crying out. Demons were like jumping out. Some of them right there and then that were just a few minutes ago mocking begin to ask for forgiveness. You know, God began to even preach to them. Nobody even did anything. You know, the Holy Spirit began to convict them, you know, and then the next thing you know, they're asking for forgiveness. They're asking for deliverance. God begins to set them free. Nobody even needed to lay hands on anybody, you know, and then they will just cry out. Some of them will begin to receive salvation right there, receive the gift of the Holy Spirit right there and then began to speak in tongues. Some of them even start to prophesy. People who were just mocking just 5 minutes ago, you know, and my goodness. And it happened time after time after time after time until a revival swept almost the whole campus, all because of praising the Lord. You know, I don't know. These days I have not experienced anything like it for many, many years. But if you can get the group, and at that time, nobody cared about anything other than just to praise the Lord. Nobody cared about titles. You know, nobody cared whether you are called pastor, prophet, or this or that. It didn't matter. We were just young folks. All we wanted was getting the presence of God. And you couldn't wait. When the service closed, nobody wanted to go home. Nobody. They just stayed right there, you know, because of the presence of the Lord. And nobody could wait to get in there next time. And there was a fire in the hearts of the people. And the next thing you know, revival broke out in that place like no man's business. All started by constantly praising the Lord. We would just come in there and began to praise the Lord, praising the Lord, praising the Lord, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Not so much, it wasn't so much a prayer meeting. It was just a praising the Lord meeting. Just praising the Lord. Just praising the Lord. And once we're able to get the praise just right, once it becomes unified like that, you know, that's what it says in 2 Chronicles 5. When I have made all the praises of God to be like one, as one sound in praising the Lord, then the glory of the Lord descended. And it was true. We didn't even have to minister. People would just come in and start falling down, crying out to God. This is the power of praise. You know, praise the Lord for what he has already done. Enter this way into God's presence. Every time that you come into his presence, just praise him for what he has already done. you know, tell him the art, you know, when you do this, it's so important. Important in the art of faith and praise is the praise and thanksgiving. That's so important. I call it the dynamic duo. You got your faith walking on one side, but then you can turbo boost it with praising the Lord. My goodness. When you combine those two things together, they are a dynamic duo of unstoppable force. You know, it's like a dynamo of spiritual fire. I mean, you are walking on coals of fire then. God is answering you in the place of thunder. Well, all right. This was a prayer fire room after all. So I'm trying to get some fire into the hearts of the people. But this today, it's about praising the Lord. You know, it's not about praying for an hour in the tongues and so forth. That's good too. But most of the time, you know, if we can switch that to praising the Lord, my goodness, you know, and a lot of speaking in tongues when they were first baptized with the Holy Ghost in the Acts of the Apostles, a lot of them were declaring the wonderful works of God. That's what they were saying in tongues. They were not just read all the accounts. You know, they would declare the marvelous works of God with their speaking in tongues. And people would come and say, my goodness, on the day of Pentecost, say, you know, we hear these people declaring all the marvelous works of God. You know, that's what it's all about. Just declaring his marvelous works, just praising the Lord and all of that and so forth. You know, if you know how to really do that, it's called the ephod of praise. If you know how to put that on, my goodness, the Bible calls it garment of praise. It's a look. Let God trade in your mourning and all of these things. Trade them in for the garment of praise, the anointing of the oil of gladness. You know, that's what the Lord brings into our lives through praises. And every time that we can, I mean, think of it, if you know how to do that yourself, just you as an individual, it's so powerful. But then think of it, if you can get one or two or three or more people to do that, it becomes like an incredible force. I mean, it's so powerful that it begins to draw people in, you know, because before even anybody is praying, it's drawing them in, you know, drawing them in. Listen to this in Isaiah chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. Sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. And listen to verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty in place of ashes, to give them the oil of joy and the garment of praise, to replace the spirit of heaviness. So this is the antidote to heaviness. You know, just like David, when his spirit was heavy and cast down within him, the antidote is to switch it into the gear of praise. And the Lord does all of that so that we might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Well, that's it this morning, folks. So let's do it. You know, let's praise the Lord some. And, I want to hear some testimonies of praise. You know, you've experienced it. You know, think about, you know, a time when you were in distress and you couldn't get out of it. And it was the praises of the Lord that pulled you out. It's happened multiple times. Think of the times when God was silent and, it seems like you're in the dark, can't hear anything. You know, remember Micah chapter, you know, 7, he said, look, when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. He said, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. You know, for when I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord is going to be a light unto me. He said that in Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. You know, so, but how did it happen? were in the days of darkness. There were times when you managed through the urging of the Spirit to switch it into praises. And you got tremendous breakthrough. Let's hear some of those testimonies. It might help people in here this morning. You know, I know I'm not the only one that has testimony of praise. And I want to hear your reaction to what we've talked about this morning. And then we're going to praise the Lord together. You know, and then we'll, you know, the room will not be very long today because we got to get on here to the service. We got to go to our local service here on the ground in a little bit, you know, and some of you may yet have to go to a service as well. You know, some may already have concluded that. Some maybe are not going, whatever, you know, but, you know, so we won't stay too long here today. We'll just praise the name of the Lord. So come on up and let me hear your testimonies. First, I'm going to go to my wife. Annie, are you there?
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for this. Good morning, everyone. Well, welcome to the room. Thank God for this room. We thank God for the subject of praise. It is awesome. Awesome. I mean, that, you know, that's what I do. Praise is what I do. That's what I do. That's my favorite thing to do. So I thank God for the spirit of praise, you know. Thank God, because anytime, you know, when you're in the mode of praising the Lord all the time, just like the husband said in this message, that, you know, the angel of the Lord surrounds you, you know, and even intensifies even more and dispels every traces of darkness. Praise is powerful. I've used it all the time, even rejoicing in the Lord always, even in times of trouble, in times when you are in a critical situation, where you just praise Him, you know, and don't panic, just praise the Lord and see what He will do. He will come through for you. So several times when my, I have, you know, situations that, you know, someone could be, either, you know, you would be wondering, well, why is this happening? I just praise, bless the name of the Lord, because I know He's there and He's able. So when you just praise Him, the answer comes faster, even than praying, than when you just say, oh, Lord, help me with this. Just begin to bless Him. Just begin to thank Him for what, you know, He has done, that what He's going to do for you, you know. You know, it's just amazing, the power of praise combined even with prayer, where you are praise the Lord in intervals, you praise the Lord, and then you pray, you praise the Lord, you pray, you praise the Lord, you know, and God will come through in the very nick of time. You know, I've had situations where I take people right in the emergency room, and I'll begin to bless the name of the Lord. I begin to praise God. I will not panic, but I'll praise the Lord. And lo and behold, the Lord will come through. It will come through fast enough, you know, that everything will be resolved immediately. So to the glory of God, praise is powerful. It's a powerful. It's a praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Praise the Lord. Psalm 39 says, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in His salvation. And just like Habakkuk 3:18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. There's even a song like that. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I rejoice in the God of my salvation. For the Lord is my strength. Yes, the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. If you know how to use that to strengthen yourself in time of trouble, in time when you need Him, just strengthen yourself by rejoicing in the Lord. Philippians 4:4 said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, at all times. Just keep rejoicing. Even as you pray, you need to also rejoice. Say also in in Psalm 97, 12 says, "Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." Amen. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. Yes, if the Lord is going to rejoice in his works, we have also rejoiced in him also. Amen. So rejoicing is wonderful. We just need to keep praising the Lord, because that's one thing that the Lord wants. He wants us to praise him, to worship him in the beauty of holiness. He lives in the praises of his people. My goodness. If God can live in our praise, then we ought to give it to him all the time. God will give him his food. He loves praises. So let us rejoice in him always. I love the Lord, and I always bless the Lord with my soul, and all that is within me, bless the Lord. And forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases. We ought to praise him. God bless you for this wonderful message of praise. We thank God for this room, and we'll continue to rejoice in the Lord. Even as we go into the house of the Lord today, the Lord will help us to rejoice. In Jesus' name, I pray. And I will yield my mic at this point. Thank you.
Amen, amen, and amen. Yeah, praising the Lord, he's powerful. You know, and we're going to read some Psalms together before we close out this room today. I want to hear those testimonies. Sister Maggie, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Thank you so much for this revival, the revival of praise. I bless the Lord. Yeah, I have testimonies regarding praise. But before then, I just want to honor the Lord with this song in my heart. The song says, "In moments like this, I sing a love song. I sing a love song to the Lord. In moments like this, I lift up my hands. Yes, I lift up my hands to the Lord. Singing, Lord, I love you. Singing, Lord, I love you. Singing, yes, I love you, Lord, I love you. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, Lord, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In moments like this, when I hear about praise, when the Lord begins to remind me about praise, it sets me on fire. Praise the Lord. Ah, praise the Lord. I have a couple testimonies, but I'll give one now. And then maybe if I have more time, I can give. This thing called praise, it has done so much for me. And I remember there was a time when I got married. I was still young, I think maybe 19, still in my teens or something. And I happened to go with my husband to a place in my country, back in Nigeria. And the place we got to live in, there was no light. The place was like a bush, you know, like a forest, kind of. I don't know how to put it, but few houses, scattered houses, and the whole place was full of something they call rubber plantation and all that. I've never seen that kind of place in my life, but that was where we were to live. And the house had no light. So I've never lived like that before. So if I want to sleep, and then this is me, I had a little boy, still a baby, and my husband would travel to go do the work of the Lord. So it's only me and this baby in this darkness. Once it is evening, darkness comes and there is no light. So it was like, at a point, fear was like gripping me. I'll be so afraid. Like, what is this? But the Lord tuned me to praise. The moment it gets dark, I begin to praise the Lord. And fear was replaced with boldness. The kind of boldness I never witnessed in my life before. I got bold. I got confident to the point that while praising the Lord, it was then I started seeing how demons look like. With this, my eyes, physical eyes, I will be seeing demons, how they look like, and I will be battling with them with praise. That was a time in my life. I will see some with just one leg. I don't want to scare anybody, but that was a time. But praise took me through. Praise took me through. And I became as bold as a lion. And the place was so full of thieves then, breaking into houses. The door to my house, if you kick it, the door will just swing open. But praise kept me in there with boldness and confidence. And it was also in that period that I started seeing, through praise, angels. As I'll be seeing the demons and all that, angels will come in, and that will strengthen me and encourage me. Praise is something so powerful. And there was a time we went for there was a meeting we were having in a place, they call the place Sapele in Nigeria. And I stood up. I used to sing. And this day I was singing praises to the Lord. I stood on a stage and I was singing, crowd all over the place, and I was singing. And all of a sudden, while singing praises to the Lord, I started feeling wet. I started seeing showers of rain, like rain falling. So I thought rain was falling everywhere. The rain kept falling, and brethren, that changed my life till today. My life was changed forever from that experience. Praising the Lord, feeling wet, seeing raindrops all over me. But the surprising thing was, I was holding a book. So I was wondering, but as this rain is falling, my book was not getting soaked with water. So I was, but because I was in the mood of praise, I was caught up already. I couldn't take note of that thing and let it bother me. I was just lost. From that day, my life has not remained the same. When I came down from the stage after singing, I now went to the people standing. I said, was it raining? They said, no rain. They said, touch us, there's no. I said, but it was raining right there while I was on the stage singing. I was feeling wet. I was seeing the drops of water dropping from the sky on me. That is the power of praise. I don't want to take too much time, but I've seen spectacular things from praising the Lord. From praising the Lord, when you encounter the Lord, you will never remain the same. I testify, my life changed from that time. When I got back home, everybody knew something has happened in my life. In my school, I was still in school when I had this experience. I was still in my secondary school. The whole school knew something has happened. I cannot explain it. I don't know what that is, but I experienced that. And it was while praising the Lord. So praising the Lord is something that believers cannot do without. It makes the Holy Spirit to flow in a way that You cannot even explain it. And by the time you finish, you will not remain the same. Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening. That is my testimony. God bless you. Thank you, sir, for having me.
Amen. So powerful. Thank you, Sister Maggie, for sharing. Welcome, everyone, to this prayer fire session, an hour of prayer. We are discussing the amazing powers of praise. You know, and you are here today in the Walking with God Club. And, you know, as always, we want to just let you know that, you know, you can follow the club to get a notification on when we open rooms. There's also the House of Faith. Sometimes we open these rooms under the House of Faith. It all depends on the topic. And generally speaking, you know, God has called for a time such as this. And we're here now every morning. Morning time for us here in Arizona. We start at 4:15. That's Arizona morning time, which is 7:15 a.m. Eastern time. And for those in Nigeria or UK, that will be 12:15 p.m., just 15 minutes after 12 noon. We're doing that now daily by the grace of God, and it's been a powerful time in His presence. Today, we thought we would just come back and praise the Lord. We've had some amazing rooms. You go back and listen to the replays under my profile. You see those replays. But today, it's just about praising the Lord. We just want to call that out and let everyone know that we need to do more of that. And so I want to hear your testimonies or your reaction to this. Thank you for coming to the stage, Sister Alexis. Good to see you again. Welcome.
Good morning, everyone. I just barely got on, but it's always a pleasure to just hear the testimonies. And you mentioned the, you know, we're just about, just going, the room is about praise today. And I just wanted to give a little of my testimony. You know, I was diagnosed with lupus about 10 years ago. And, you know, I was always well until about 4 years ago. I never had any problems. And about 4 years ago, I got so, so sick. And I just said, you know, I told my mom, you know, just take care of my children for me. And she prayed for me and she prayed for me. And, you know, I began to get better. And it just seemed like the devil kept trying to attack my body over and over again. But just recently, God has really done a miraculous thing with me and my health. I'm no longer on medication. I have been the healthiest I've ever been. And, you know, when the statement, the song that says God is a healer, He is truly a healer. He is truly a provider. If we just trust Him and seek His face and remember His promises, I can't talk about it enough because I'm a true living testimony that God has truly healed me. And, you know, these doctors, a lot of times, you know, they don't understand it. And when you tell them, hey, God did it, they look at you kind of crazy, but we know our Heavenly Father can do all things if we trust His word and trust His promises. You know, I'm one that loves to worship, and I love to worship the Lord. I worship God all day, every day, even just, you know, at work. In my mind, I'm always worshiping and talking to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, and that's one thing I know. Our worship can shift things, you know, and when you worship and you begin to feel that the atmosphere is shifting, the atmosphere is shifting. So I just want to encourage everyone, you know, worship the Lord all day, every day. Worship Him. in your sleep, in your shower, everywhere you go, worship him, lift him up, and he will be with you. I worship him every day, all day. And it just makes things flow. You know, it just things just flow easily. So that's all I really wanted to say. And thank you, Pastor Yato and Lady Eben. I'm so grateful for you guys in this room. Every time I get on, I just seem like I get on at the right time. So thank you, guys. May everybody have a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Alexis. God bless you. You know, yeah, that's a powerful testimony. My wife was healed of the same about 21 years ago. You know, powerful. And, you know, like she said, you know, she's a person that loves to praise the Lord. And praising will get you into places in the heavenlies where even prayer may not get sometimes. You know, and the Lord, he loves those praises. Ugh. And it's just amazing. Today, we welcome everybody. We are talking about praising the Lord. You know, we've shared some powerful stories about praising the Lord and the amazing powers of praise. And we want to hear from you. And if you can't come and speak at the moment, type something into the chat room. You know, we want to hear, you know, what power and wonders of praise have done in your life. You know, we want to hear it, you know, because this is a topic of, such an importance because, you know, we don't do enough of it. You know, we don't do enough of it. Just to have sessions of praising the Lord, you know, it's that people just come into his presence and just praise him. Hardly can people do that. Before you know it, we're switched into asking God to do this, asking God to do that, asking God for this and that, you know, and which is okay. You know, Lord said we should ask, but if we can just, you know, stay right there and praise the Lord. It brings, you know, one thing it does, it brings confidence and it brings peace. You know, when we put our things, you know, the scripture says in Philippians 4, you know, talks about, you know, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, you know. And the next verse right after that, verse 7, is Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, and the peace of God, you know, I mean, there's something that with that thanksgiving, you know, does around your prayers. It brings peace, you know, even if the answer is not immediately there, you have an incredible sense of peace, you know, when you really know how to walk that praise and thanksgiving into the presence of the Lord. So that's what we're talking about today. And we invite you to share your testimony, you know, and, you know, share your testimony. We want to hear you. You know, the praise is so amazing. And, you know, I pray that we will do more of it, more and more of it, you know. And sometimes, you know, it's quiet. Sometimes it's shouting, you know. You know, I don't know which way the Spirit of God will move you, but do it. You know, do the praise. That's right. We call it doing the praise. Do the praise because, you know, sometimes you do it quietly. Sometimes you do it with shouting. But no matter what you do, do the praise. Glory to God. You must do that praise. There's a song that says, sometimes you just say hallelujah. Sometimes it's praise the Lord. Sometimes it's gently singing our hearts in one accord. You know, sometimes you just want to shout. I'm going to tell you guys a short, quick story, a true story that happened in one parish. I read of it many years ago, but it was a true story. There's a parish and the pastor always kept a little church building open. The doors were always open so people could come in and pray, you know. You know, people always came in there and pour out their burdens unto the Lord, you know, and so forth like that, you know. And so he kept the doors open. So one evening, there was a little girl, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, I don't remember exactly, but it was a small girl. So she come in there. Most of the time people come in there, you know, it's like, you know, Anna, when Hannah was in the temple, just pouring out her heart to the Lord, and Eli was saying, you know, what are you doing? You know, because she thought she might have been drunken and all that. So people would come into this little parish, you know, church building, and they would, you know, pour out their hearts. And he left, the minister left the doors open all the time, you know, not even when they were not having service, so people could come in there. So he, you know, he saw the little girl come in, and, you know, and most of the time people come in there and it's just a heavy burden on their hearts and so forth like that. And he goes over there, you know, and say, what aileth you or whatever. And then they'd say this and that, and he'd pray with them and so on. You know, so he goes over there and say, as the little girl, you know, just like everybody else that are coming in that building. And the little girl said, well, I just come on here to love on the Lord a bit. Oh, my goodness. And the man almost fell over. I just come in here to love on the Lord a bit. You know, I just want to love him. I don't know exactly how she said it, but I just come here to love him a little. And the man had never heard anything quite like that. Every time people came in there, it was because they had some burden in their heart. You know, and they would come in there, and it was okay. I mean, it's called the house of prayer after all, you know. But this little girl, she came in there, and he thought she might have come for some burden in her heart as well. But she said, no, I just come to love the Lord a little. Just love on him a little. Isn't that amazing? Just love on him a little. That's a song we used to sing. He said, I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love over and over and over again. Gets sweeter and sweeter as days go by. What a love between my Lord and I. Over and over and over again. I mean, anytime you can just come into his presence and love on him a little. That's what it's all about. It's not just when we need, you know, Father, give me this, Father, give me that, and so forth. You know, he listens to that as well. But can we just come on in and just love on him a little? Just praise him. Just love on him a little, like that little girl said. You know, that's what this room is about. You know, so if you're still here and you want to share, come on to stage. Sister Dana, welcome. I see you there. We're talking about just the powers of praise, the wonders in praise. You know, sometimes when, you know, our prayer alone can't get the job done, you know, and it's a marvelous thing to be a prayer warrior. You know, I love to pray. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, but, you know, if we can, you know, throw our praises in there, the answers will be quicker in coming. Yes. It will be quicker in coming. We've read examples in the Bible. Paul and Silas thrown into jail. They began to pray at midnight. When they say Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises, you know, and the prisoners heard them. They were not just silent about it. The next thing you know, the angel of the Lord comes and smashes those doors open. My goodness. Praising the Lord. So powerful. Good afternoon. I know it's afternoon where you are. Should be about 2 p.m. right around now, Sister Dana, right? So God bless you. Welcome. Sister Dana, are you there? You
can. I'm here. Thank you so much. It's so lovely to see everyone. I've not long got back from church, and it has been 1 week, I tell you, since I'll give a short testimony. So last week I went to church and it was talking about the prayer with Jesus in Gethsemane. And, you know, the importance of praying, his prayer life and the blood and the sweat and the water. And I was like, okay. And all week, my hand, it doesn't matter the Bible, I go into the scripture. I'm like, what is going on? Or I go into a room on Clubhouse and someone's preaching about Jesus praying in Gethsemane. And I was like, what is this, Lord? And the Lord asked me to do something and I've been scrappling with it and I've had some spiritual attacks happening. And I was like, okay, what's going on? And then, last night I was obedient. So I was like, let me just be obedient and do what the Lord has asked me to do. So I've done it. And then I got up this morning. I was like, oh, I'll go to the morning service. So I went to the morning service to church because there's two services. So I went to the 9 o'clock one and I got in there. And then he was talking about, you know, hearing the voice of the Lord, discerning the voice, understanding it, you know, and he said a word, like it was a prophetic word right the way through as he spoke. And the Lord was like, yeah, that was for you. That's one of the confirmations I've explained I'm going to give you. So it's like, okay, so the service is over. So I'm walking out and the Lord's gone, no, that you need to stay. There's another word for you. I said, what? I thought, am I hearing things? I was like, what's going on, Lord? He's gone, no, there is another word that's coming for you. And I was like, okay. So he was just speaking, the first minister was just speaking, he was just talking, but the Lord dropped it in my spirit that what he'd said was for me. So then I went to one of the gatekeepers. I was like, oh, you know, the Lord has been telling me to stay and there's a word. And he's like, okay. So I came back and I went into the second service and then out of nowhere, and he said, and I spoke to the gentleman afterwards, he's gone, I prophesy probably every few months, he's gone, I've been holding this for weeks. And he came up on the stage and gave a prophetic word. And literally I was like, hold on a minute. And I just spoke into the minister that came from Colorado, to talk about it. And I'd explained to him as well, the Lord's told me to stay here because there's going to be a word that's spoken that I need to hear. And then again, the Holy Spirit prompted the pastor to remember something about, him traveling and moving. And he spoke, and that was again, the word that was there. And he said, you know, how the Lord speaks in threes. And I was told by the Holy Spirit at this point to speak to the minister of Colorado and told him, you know, the Lord's told me for you to study a particular area. But it's just wonderful when we are patient on the Lord and we wait on the Lord. And the Lord as well has been instructing me, reminding me to do my praise and worship, because that's one of my weapons. And he's like, it's a powerful weapon that I will use because I love to praise and worship. Even when I'm praying, I'm worshiping, it's just naturally I will burst into sing and song and praise and go into full-blown worship. And it just completely changes, and start ministering to God. It just completely changes. And I just wanted to share this because when we are obedient, and we were speaking about it, our obedience affects somebody else. And when we are obedient to what God says and what God's will is, and we give him the praise, we give him the glory, we'd be amazed how our obedience is attached to something else and somebody else's journey. And it's just beautiful. It's just been such a beautiful morning and the sun shining in my kitchen. And I'm just feeling so blessed and favored, highly favored. And I just know that when we praise and worship, things just completely move. They just shift and it just stirs the Lord. And yeah, it's just a blessing. Well, I wanted to share this because it reminded me now, because the prophetic word that the gentleman mentioned, he said, the Lord said, I am Alpha and I am Omega. And because I'm Alpha, you are all worthy of more than second chances. And he's angry at the way the enemy is trying to come up against his people and, you know, cause friction, cause issues, or cause them to think that the Lord is not for them, or let them doubt what the Lord is saying to them. But he just wanted to remind us, the Lord has reminded us that I am Alpha and Omega, and I am the one that is ordering your steps, and I know the plans that I have for your lives. And it was just beautiful. And it's exactly what I needed to hear, because and go forth and do what he's asked me to do. And that's exactly what I will be doing. So, amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Thanks for sharing. We're coming to the close of the room. Let's just praise the Lord. I'm going to read through some Psalms quickly, just a little here, a little there. And as you're hearing these Psalms and these praises, just praise the Lord along and add your own praise unto it. and let's just worship the Lord for a few minutes before we close the room. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Psalm 95 and verse 1. Let us make a joyful noise unto the God of our salvation, or the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and is a great King above all gods. And verse 6 says, oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Psalm 96, verse 1. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Hallelujah. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. You don't have to be in the praise team or the choir. Just sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. And he talks about, give ye unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the earth, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. And I say that's an offering of praise. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. Glory to God. The Lord reigneth. He said, even in Psalm 98, he said, the Lord reigneth. Hallelujah. Let the earth rejoice and let all the isles be glad before him. Psalm 98. That was Psalm 97. Psalm 98 says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. You know, he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. And verse 4 of Psalm 98 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. That's a song we used to sing unto the Lord like that. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Make a joyful noise unto to the Lord. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth before the cherubims, let the earth be moved. Hallelujah. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. He said, I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. That's the thing about praising. It's a marvelous thing. It's just there. Praising the Lord at all times. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You know that in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Psalm 104 says the same thing. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O bless my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with majesty. Glory to God. And on and on and on. O give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. I mean, how many times is he going to say that? Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wonderful works. It's a beautiful thing to sing unto the Lord. I love to sing. I know I'm not a singer. I don't sound good many times, but, you know, it sounds good in the ears of the Lord. You know, sing unto the Lord, you know, he said, and give praise, you know, at the remembrance of his holiness. Praise ye the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And on and on. All the psalms are like that. So let's take a minute. And wherever you are, and those of you who are on stage, you know, let's open our mics and praise the Lord. Come on, let somebody praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord here in this morning. I want you to Praise the Lord. Father, I praise you, Lord, this morning. I thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, for all goodness.
Yes.
Oh Lord.
The Lord, oh my soul.
Generation to generation.
All that is with you.
Everything that
relax is holy.
Bless you.
That we worship
you. Praise you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Say, I love the Lord. Love you. Heard my voice.
Yes,
hallelujah. As the Lord heard your voice, he said, Lord, I delivered my soul from death. I delivered my hands from tears. I delivered my feet from falling. I will walk in the land of the living before the Lord all the days of my life. I thank you, Lord, for you have delivered my eyes from tears.
Yes.
As the Lord delivered your eyes from tears, praise him.
Yes.
I kept your heart from sorrow. Has he kept your soul from the grave? Let's praise him here this morning.
Has
he
kept
your feet from falling? Oh,
Rashid,
I praise your name, O Lord, this morning. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, because the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. Lord, we bless you this
morning.
We thank you. We glorify you. Lord.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
Honor you.
We give you glory. We give you
praise
honor.
Praise the Lord, all ye lands. Praise the Lord, all ye his people.
Thank
Psalm 27 says, you know, let the people praise thee, O Lord.
Yes.
Let all the people
praise you.
Oh, let's praise the Lord this morning. Let all the people praise thee.
O Lord, we praise you.
Let all the people.
Lord, be upon us.
Let thy way be known upon the earth and thy saving help all the people. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. We want some increase. Let the people praise the Lord. Let the people praise the Lord. Let the earth yield her increase. And God, even our God, shall
bless the Lord.
God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth.
Bless the Lord,
oh
my soul.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Somebody in here this morning. Just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord and praise the Lord. Thank you, everyone, for coming in here with us this morning. I'm going to ask my wife to bless the Lord for us. Just go ahead.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, blesses his holy name. Sing like never before, oh, my soul, and worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. We bless you this morning. We worship you, Lord. We thank you for your greatness. We thank you for your healing powers. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. We all have our testimonies of the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is good and his mercies endure forever. Father, we thank you for this time that we have been in your presence. Lord, to remember the name, your name, and to glorify your name in praise and in worship. We give you glory and honor. And as we go into the house of worship today, Lord, to bring in the praise of the Lord. Lord, in a corporate environment, that we all come together in one accord to bless the beauty of holiness. We ask, oh Lord, that you receive our praises and our worship this morning, even in the house of worship, whether they have done it already, or they are still going to do it. As for us here, we're just going. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Lord, we are glad this morning because we are going into the house of the Lord to worship you. Receive our praises. Receive our worship. Let it come, Lord, from a clean heart. Let it not come from vain lips, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As we go, Lord, we do not depart from your presence, but we're going to enter more into your presence. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.
Amen. And I want to just leave you, the scriptures with you, to go with you. Let these scriptures ring in your heart throughout the day. Psalm 47, verse 1. Clap your hands, O ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Let that ring in your heart throughout the day. Psalm 98 and verse 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. It says the same thing in Psalms 101. Psalm 100 verses 1 and 2, we should enter into his courts with praise and all of that. And Psalm 107 verses 15 and 16, oh, that men would praise the Lord. The psalmist lamented, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that they would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works. To the sons of men, for all the things that he has done. Yes, he has broken the gates of brass, and he has cut asunder the bars of iron. That's a song we sing like that, that men would praise the Lord. So let the praises of God go with you throughout today. Let the high praises of God, Psalm 149, let it be in your mouth. And God will give you power to execute the double-edged sword, you know, against demonic powers and so forth. Let all the people praise the Lord. Remember, David danced before the Lord when he saw how great things that God did. Second Samuel chapter 6. You can read the story in verses 13 to 23. He danced before the Lord because he was so pleased to see the ark coming back home. The witch Michal, the daughter of Saul, mocked him and said, how glorious was the king of Israel, you know, today to debase himself before all the women of the people. I mean, why would you do such a thing? Why would you be dancing like that in the street and so forth? And just, you know, are you forgotten that you are the king? my goodness. And David said, wow. King nothing, you know, it was before the Lord. I did it for the Lord who chose me before your father's house. That's right. And gave it right back to her, you know, and I will yet praise him. And if you thought that was anything, wait until you see me get down even more. Now, the Lord was angry with Michal for that. You know, she was struck with barrenness, you know, for putting her hand, you know, out against somebody that was praising the Lord. David loved to praise the Lord. He loved to dance in the beauty of holiness. And let's do that all day long today. Let the praises of God be with you. God bless you all. We will be closing the room now. We ask that the grace of God go with everybody. Have a lovely day. We'll be back by the grace of God. Same time tomorrow morning, 4:15 a.m. Pacific time and 7:15 a.m. Eastern time. Enjoy your day. And remain blessed. And remember, you know, let the high praises of God be in your mouth. Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. And God bless you. This room will now close in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Thank you, Teresa, for joining. Thank you, Rue. Thank you, Manny. Thank you, everyone that joined. Olubenga, thank you. God bless you. I'll see you again. Bye.